Forward to Section 37. Section 37 begins as if it is continuing the story of the Battle of Flamborough Head that the previous two sections narrated. But then something strange and terrifying happens. The confident I that we have become accustomed to in Song of Myself now seems to have been taken over, literally possessed. That I has certainly, earlier in the poem, shared pain with those who suffered, empathized with the dead and dying, and even taken on the identity of the maimed and tortured. I do not ask the wounded person how he feels. I myself become the wounded person. But now, instead of absorbing and possessing others, the I itself is possessed, taken over by all presences outlawed or suffering, feeling the dull, unintermitted pain, experiencing the claustrophobic despair of imprisonment. The catalog in Section 33 moved inexorably toward pain, loss, and darkness. Then the poem slowed down to historical narrations of massacres and mass death. And now, in this section, everything comes to a stop as Whitman is overtaken by all the convicts and mutineers of the world, chained to them and fully identified with them. If Whitman's democratic self is dedicated to the idea that each individuality is potentially any other individuality, that we contain within each of us the vast diversity of selves that make up the culture, then this section seems to test just how far that absorptive identity can go. Identifying with others is not always a unifying and celebratory act. It can be just as easily an act of humiliation and defeat. It is not easy or comfortable to become truly democratic, and the effort to do so will always be marked by trials. Identifying himself fully with the desperately sick, with the desperately poor, with the desperately convicted, the poet feels himself sapped of his strength and magnetism and energy as he becomes isolated, ashamed, and repellent. He ends this section as a beggar. I project my hat, sit shamefaced, and beg. Imagine if Song of Myself ended here. It would be as if the whole democratic experiment that generates this poem had shattered as the confident, absorptive self stalls, now fully identified only with those who have failed. The Whitmanian self here is no longer the expanding, celebratory, ever-widening soul, but rather a soul that is contracted into a being who, instead of projecting his self throughout the world, remember the landscapes projected masculine, full-sized, and golden in Section 29, can now only project his hat in an agonized and humiliating gesture of abjection.